our first guy who used it on the website, he launched his app within 30 days. And he got a quote. This is amazing. He got a quote from a dev firm. It was a friend discount, and it was 75 grand. We did it for five.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. So excited to be here in Santa Monica celebrating some of the most extraordinary founders, people in tech, engineers, product managers, investors. And today we have Jeremy.
Woo!
How was that?
That's really good. Like, that is, that brings the energy out of me. You know what I mean? As like an extrovert.
And then a lot of people tell me that because I'm on that level, they're like, oh, hello.
Sure. Yeah. That could work, right?
Do you know where it comes from?
No.
Secret? Are you ready for secrets?
I'm sorry for secrets.
Love wrestling. Love wrestling. Not anymore. Like, I don't watch it, but when I was a kid, oh my God. If my parents would not get pay-per-view when we would go to my cousin's house so I could watch my wrestling match, I would be livid. I had to watch my wrestling. What was it, like WWF or something?
Absolutely. When it was WWF.
Yeah, right? It was OG.
It changed to WWE.
I even watched the Glow Girls. Like, I was so
Hey, wow. Yeah, right. I like that.
I was so into wrestling. So whenever I'm doing the podcast, I just picture like, and Ted DiBiase comes down, or $1 Million Man, or Bam Bam Bigelow Brothers, or whatever. Yeah.
You know? That is good. That's history. That is history.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
What you need to do is you need to take a mic and then enter your door there, right? Like, and then scream that to yourself. Like, I like that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what I picture when I'm podcasting.
No, I love it. Yeah.
I'm like in a wrestling
match.
That's
a great mindset to get in.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that would scare some people, though. Like me, I feel like, oh my God, I love this.
You were scared by me?
Totally.
This guy's always scared. Nothing doesn't scare this guy. Hard work scares Johnny.
I just sit in the corner.
I do that, and then people say, oh, because I brought the energy, they felt like they could bring the energy then too.
Like,
and
they match it.
Yeah. But so that's how I bring it. So, okay, you ready to do this?
I'm ready. All right. Let's clap it up.
So, Jeremy, go ahead, introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Jeremy Redman. I do nothing but entrepreneur. I have two businesses that are now six-figure companies.
Holy shit, both?
Two six-figure companies.
Dude, that happened all in the last, like, year and a half.
That happened all in the last 6 months. I've been doing it for 3 years.
Dude.
And that just happened in the last 6 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Like, the podcast just got sponsored by Built in LA.
Even. Yeah.
So, like,
amazing.
All these things kind of happen in once, and maybe in the last 2-3 months, it was like the hugest trajectory that we've had in like both my companies.
That's so rad. That's so rad.
After struggling for like 3 years.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's good to know that like hard work does truly pay off.
Yeah.
So outside of that, I'm probably best known for being Holly's right hand man, my fiance.
Aww.
That's it. If you ask any of my college friends, that's all I do.
Aww. No, but tell us about your companies.
So, number one company, first company I ever started was Air 5.
Yeah.
Which started as a digital business card app and morphed all its way to a amateur film distribution platform. And then through that, a buddy of mine said, hey, I will buy all your old tech.
Right.
And I go, there's probably not a lot of like value in that. I don't know. But I spent like 60, 70, 80 grand on it.
Yeah.
So I was like, but I'm not using it. And he goes, okay, I'll give you X amount for it or whatever. And I go, no, that's fine. And he kept on it. And I go, okay, like, fine. Non-exclusive license. I'll sell it to you. You can build what you want. He goes, I want to take the platform. I want to build on top of it. It'll cut my timeline down.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay, I wonder if this has a lot of value.
Right.
So I went to another person and he sold another one.
Yeah.
And I go, maybe we could wrap this around a course, right?
Yeah.
I never liked the idea of doing just a course.
Right.
Of selling just an online content that I feel like you could get for free.
Right.
But building the tech around a platform and then a course to help people tailor their ideas and like create and empower entrepreneurs or wantrepreneurs in this case. So I sold another one and then another one, and I go, I paired it with a course, And then we've sold a bunch more since then. And this was, we launched it 2 months ago.
That's so rad.
So literally on the record, on the We Are LA Tech podcast, I made the best motherfucking lemonade when the world gave me lemons. Like, that's what I said. I took all my old tech and just spruced it into what I call the business in a box now.
So what's it mean? Like, if I purchase business in box, what is that? And first of all, where in LA are you based?
West Hollywood.
Okay.
We are on Sunset and Fairfax across the street from the
and
DJ.
And how many people are on both teams?
Probably five, and they do both work.
They both companies.
Yeah.
So five people, two separate. It's kind of like how I produce Women in Tech and We Are LA Tech, but it's all really the We Are LA Tech team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's absolutely like that.
And so, okay, tell me about both. What do they both, like, as a consumer?
Yes.
What's it do for me?
As a consumer, you go on and you pay, like...
For the business in a box.
For the business in a box, yeah. Yes. So for the consumer, like, Air 5 isn't really like a consumer-facing product.
Yeah.
It's more of a B2B, I guess, if you call a filmmaker a B,
yeah.
Right? A nice B, right? Like a business
yeah.
B. And then, so we face the filmmaker.
Yeah.
They spend money. We help distribute their films.
Right.
And we have a co-distribution agreement.
Yeah.
And we put their films in theaters.
Yeah.
When they wouldn't otherwise get distribution from large distributors like Warner, Fox, all those others.
Yeah.
So that was great. And I have a history of working for distribution companies.
Right.
So that's Air 5. And spun off some of the tech, license agreement with Not Boring Business. That is a more consumer-facing app.
Right.
Aimed toward pivoters, freelancers, solopreneurs, and side hustlers.
Right.
As we've tagged it.
Right.
Right. And wantrepreneurs. How do you fucking target wantrepreneurs?
Yeah.
Like people who want it but haven't yet done anything about
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's like the hardest segment to like target.
I don't even know why you'd want to, but okay.
Like, because like, I think there's like barriers, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's too much. I can't find a partner.
Yeah.
I don't have the money. I don't have the time.
Yeah.
We're cutting all of those out.
Yeah.
So we're giving people a product that's essentially 50, 60 grand.
Yeah.
That I don't get back a lot of money unless I hit like volume.
Right.
So we sell it for $5,000. And we cut their timeline down because they've got a base of code, a platform of code that we hand them. We introduce them to freelance developers, designers, things like that. We allow them to design their own things inside the course that they log into. And then they're off. Like our first guy who used it on the website, Jammer Inc., right? He launched his app within 30 days. And he got a quote. This is amazing. He got a quote from a dev firm. It was a friend discount. And it was $75,000. We did it for $5,000.
So I think that I'm sort of understanding, but I'm not completely understanding. Are you essentially like a web dev solution or app solution? Like, walk me through. I sign up for Business in a Box.
Yep.
I'm a person with an idea, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then I want to build this idea. Now you tell me that you have code and a course, but I'm not a developer. So that already sounds like
nice.
Crazy.
Right.
So like, how exactly are you serving me? And then what outcome do I get from it? And I understand the other guy was quoted $7,500 and you built it for $5,000, but I don't understand what that means to me as a general consumer that knows nothing about what you do.
Got you. So it was built around the idea that everyone kind of has like an app idea.
Yeah.
Right. Or knows someone that has an app idea.
Right.
How often in LA do you get
all day?
Oh, dude, I've got this idea for an app or a website.
Yeah.
You could do this.
And now I need a developer for free. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, right. And now I need, right. Because everyone's cheap as fuck.
Yeah.
So you essentially buy this.
Yeah.
And we walk through step by step because we've templatized the mobile app and the website.
Yeah.
So a complete layman.
Like a WordPress theme.
Like a WordPress theme. Exactly like a WordPress theme. It's like Squarespace for a mobile app.
Got it.
Right. So we templatize everything.
Yeah.
They will step by step with screenshots.
Yeah.
Figure out how to launch the back end.
Right.
Right. Where the, and then connect that to a server.
Okay.
And if they have any questions, they live chat us.
But this is someone without any technical ability at all?
No technical ability at all. Zero. You could do nothing. I have a 64-year-old.
Are you almost like a programming school of a sort?
No, I don't want to teach. I don't want coders to take this, right? Because they can just code their own shit.
Yeah.
I want people that don't know, that aren't technical.
Yeah.
Right? This is kind of the technical co-founder platform.
Right.
If there was a platform that was a technical co-founder, we would be that.
So maybe, sorry, to wrap it up for me. So what's the output? So now I use the thing and I have the, I used essentially templated code. You teach me how to put it together. My thing looks similar to a lot of other things, except a lot of other clients that you have, except that I could choose different colors and different layouts. I guess the back end's the same. The front end is different.
The front end is completely different.
Like it looks, the back end is the same, how it's powered, like WordPress.
Right.
But I get to choose the skin.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm customizing the skin of it. And now I have a mobile app and a website, or?
You have a mobile app on both platforms, a custom backend, and a website.
Now, is the mobile app like HTML5 or like?
No, it's like,
In the iTunes store?
Correct. In the iTunes store, it's built in Swift.
No.
The Android's built in Java.
No.
They're both native to the platform.
No.
It's amazing. What we can
no.
do. Amazing.
So for $5,000, I've just built two mobile apps because really Android and iPhone are entirely different. So I've built two mobile apps and a website.
Correct.
No.
And you can launch.
I don't believe you.
And you can launch.
I refuse.
And this is what is great. This is what's amazing, right? Like, so we have a page on our website called the Page of Possibilities.
Yeah.
And what you do, like you go on there and we've already got a guy who raised $15,000 on our tech.
Like with investors.
Right.
How about the 64-year-old you were about to talk about?
She's going through it right now completely by herself. She doesn't need any help. She wants to launch an app. She just started it a week ago. No joke.
How can someone without any technical experience?
Because our team has built it where it's, you know, DigitalOcean, the server?
No.
So DigitalOcean and WordPress have a deal.
Okay.
That you can take and host a WordPress site. And they make it one click.
Okay.
So it's you just download this template. You get an account for a server on DigitalOcean. You essentially, it's not just one click, but it's as easy as just making one click.
Yeah.
We've done almost that exact same thing for apps.
Okay. How about feature sets? Like the We Are LA Tech mobile app, we have a calendar of all the events happening in LA Tech. Like we wouldn't be able to build that feature using Business in Box, right?
I would. Yeah, we could.
No way. What are the limitations?
There are limitations on feature sets. So like you can do it's number of feature sets in the first version, right?
Yeah.
But we hook you up with a developer and show you how to find cheap freelancers to get add-on work after that.
Do you vet the freelancers?
Yes. We have a database of freelancers that I've worked with painstakingly over the last 3 years.
So it's totally like WordPress, where you find a WordPress developer that knows how to customize your theme, but you chose the theme that you like, and then they can customize it even further.
I walk people through how to design an app from wireframe to building it in Sketch. From a complete
How long does it take?
30 days.
You can build
30 days
an Android and iPhone app and website from scratch with no technical experience whatsoever using Business in a Box within 30 days.
Challenge me. I wish someone would challenge me on this.
How many people have done this so far?
A few dozen. And it's like what it is like, I think we've had maybe two launches and a third guy has raised follow-on capital. So I'm just waiting because I can't handhold everyone and they're on their own pace, right? So some people buy it and they just want the back end and that's worth $5,000 because they would have paid 20 for it.
What do you mean they just want the back end? What's that mean?
So there's, you know, like if you log into a WordPress admin site,
yeah,
you see the back end where you can calculate things and you see how many people are using your stuff.
Yeah.
And you can send push notifications on a whim. That they use that and they connect it with their mobile app that they already have.
No way.
Or we just got a guy last or a couple of days ago that was like a real estate agent.
No way.
And he goes, I've been looking for an app. Everyone has charged me 40, 50 grand. And he even said to this, he even goes, I know it's not going to come out as great as a 40 grand app would, but I'm paying $5,000 and that's all I'm paying. Go ahead.
Wait, how about, do I own my own app?
100%. You own unlimited rights. I don't want a slice of your company. I don't even want to deal with you. Really.
Like my company could be acquired.
Correct. You could acquire.
And then the purchasers would own the code. No.
Yes. Yeah. You own whatever it is.
So it's almost like open source made for dummies.
Correct. We dumbify it all. It's literally,
I can't handle this conversation.
I have a demo video on our website where I'm going through everything.
I want to watch this demo video.
You got to watch
not
it.
Not right now.
You go through
the
demo.
Maybe you should pull it up because I really just don't believe you.
I download and I surprise myself in the video because you can see my face.
No.
I download it and connect it right there.
No.
Just like that.
No, I refuse.
No,
I refuse.
It's amazing.
No.
What we're revolutionizing is unreal.
Yeah.
Which is what people are finding out.
I don't think I can handle this conversation anymore.
You've got to go try it.
Pretty much. You've now made me just want to do a life challenge.
I challenge you.
No, here's what I want to do if I have this magical time where I'm not doing 20 interviews a day. Like, I want to rebuild the We Are LA Tech mobile app utilizing your thing.
Do it.
I want to rebuild the mobile app utilizing your thing. Not because I need the mobile app rebuild. I love our app. But
you
because
challenge me.
I just want to fucking see that this is no. I love my app. I don't need to rebuild the app. I just don't believe you.
You've got to believe this.
You guys, I totally do believe it. But it's really crazy.
Dude, it is met with this kind of disbelief.
Yeah.
And I'm like the reason why people charge $40,000 or $50,000 or $70,000 for a stupid fucking app is they have overhead, right? They've got large offices with a bunch of people.
Not always.
They're not. You'll probably get a guy to help you, but he will need to hire other people because not one person can do every facet. You need a back-end engineer, then you need an iOS engineer, then you need an Android engineer. Sometimes they can be the same person, but a lot of times they're two or three or four people.
That's it. I just want to, for kicks, I want to rebuild the We Are LA Tech mobile app.
You're hearing it right here on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
I'm
the disbelief.
If that's true,
it's insane, right?
If this is really $5,000 to build any kind, I know what goes into building.
I say 3 to 5 features, main features.
What are the 3 to 5 main features?
So we have a base of features now.
Okay, and what's the base?
So we have connection, so you can connect with people.
Yeah.
You can store contacts.
Social network kind of
right?
thing? Okay.
We have a feed
that's
built in. We have a reward system to incentivize. We have a discovery screen. And we have a calendar piece, a payment gateway.
What? That's a lot of features. Do you have a member login?
This is what you need to truly understand, and everyone needs to understand. I spent 3 years and about $70,000 to $80,000 building all this shit that I get to go, I am Tom Cruise in the Minority Report, just grabbing things from the ether and pushing it to people's apps constantly. That's all I'm doing. I go, they need the payment gateway. Oh, they need the reward system. So I go around.
Yeah, this is like WordPress plugins.
Absolutely. Except for apps.
Where's the website come into play?
If you want a website, everyone kind of needs a website.
But I'm saying your code does that too.
Yeah, and it's built right into a complete entire
what
backend
kind of
that
code?
You can log in. Well, that's in Laravel PHP, which is easily zooped with any WordPress site.
Whatever.
As well.
I think I'm mad at you.
This is what's stunningly amazing. I want to buy a billboard. Eventually, I want to buy a billboard on Sunset Boulevard where our office is and just say, fuck dev firms. I get pissed. I know so many people that hire dev firms.
Yeah.
Development firms.
Yeah,
for those who don't know.
Thank you.
$100,000 for a website that you couldn't log into.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The guy who we built an app for $5,000.
Yeah.
$75,000. We did it. And we did it in a month and a half. This is insane. He's so excited in this video. You've got to check it out.
Wait, he spent $75,000.
No, he got a quote for $75,000.
And
that was the friend discount.
And then he spent $5,000.
On us.
And got a business in a box.
Within 6 weeks, I think it was.
Okay, Air5.
Air5.
What's that company doing?
That is co-distributing film projects.
And so I create a movie.
You create a movie.
Yeah.
You come to me.
Yeah.
And you say, Jeremy, I want help with distribution.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, cut me a check.
Yeah.
And I will distribute you, right? You retain all your rights.
So you're the marketer for films.
I market and distribute films. So I'm the guy who uses our technology and gets on the phone with theaters and books theaters, essentially.
Wait, but why? So I don't know much about the film business. There's tech in that.
Correct.
What's the tech?
The one of the tech platforms that we're using in conjunction with Gather Films is their platform to acquire an audience around, like, it's like crowdsourcing, or what's called theatrical on demand.
Right.
So you go to Gather Films, you request a screening. Once it hits a certain number of tickets, they tip the screening, and then it shows in that theater.
The customer is a filmmaker.
Correct.
And then you're the marketing?
I am the marketing. They help market.
Like, why do you need to contact? I don't know how the film business works. Can you walk us through it? Why do you need to contact movie theaters? Like, how does the filmmaker make money? Yes. And how do you help with his/her film getting sold? I mean, don't filmmakers go to festivals like Sundance and stuff like that to make that happen?
That is exactly what they do. And then we kind of acquire films that are at those film festivals. So that's how they get seen, right?
Who's we?
The film, the distribution company. So Air 5.
Air 5, right, acquires films?
From, well, technically we don't acquire them for money. We find the people that kind of fell off and aren't going to be picked up for traditional distribution.
Right.
And we say, hey, we'd still like to find out if we could get you in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Right. And get it seen across the country.
Yeah.
We can't guarantee you 3,000 screens and a wide release.
Yeah.
But we can definitely get you in 50, 100, a few hundred screens across the country.
I get it. It's like better than nothing.
Absolutely.
And then how do you make money?
Well, right now we don't make a bunch of money on that front.
Because that's a hard business to make
money.
It is,
right? Yeah. And it's like ever changing and it's really fluid.
Yeah.
And you've got things like MoviePass and a lot of disruptive things.
I have MoviePass.
I do?
I
do not.
I love MoviePass.
I can't support it because I don't think it's a good business model. Even though
really?
It's beneficial as a consumer, I get pissed off because I go, this business, there's such a going concern with that.
No, but like with MoviePass, what's so cool is everybody knows that movie theaters make money on concessions.
Sure.
And it's making us go to the movies again because the movies have become too expensive. So if you take away that block, now we're spending our money in concessions again.
That is great if you could get enough, if MoviePass could get enough leverage that they could convince a movie theater of that. Right? So like they want to drop the price. But like MoviePass has 5 million users, I think, and the Cinemark.
Know.
I think the last study I read is Cinemark has like 14 million members on their whatever it is, like Cinemark Pass or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to have to truly murder what Cinemark and Regal and all these other people are doing before you make them take notice.
Oh, Amazon.
Right. Exactly. Amazon. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I did not know that. I have enjoyed my movie pass. Sorry.
No,
now
dude,
I have guilt.
It's such a great tool for the consumer. But like me as just a business person, like just a complete business minded thing, I go, it's so maniacal how much like you can go see a movie every day and you're like, they're losing so much money. How can they? So, and I go, they're just owned by some huge conglomerate.
Yeah.
I can't get on board and it feels dirty.
Back to Air 5. So
I love it. Yeah.
So the solution is for the filmmaker.
Correct.
You help filmmakers get into theaters on a micro level when they couldn't get into the 3,000 plus theaters.
Yep.
You give them hope that at least their film that they spent so much time, art, energy, creativity into still gets airplay.
Still sees the light of day.
Yeah. And then
they get to keep the rights to their film.
And
so,
you don't make a lot of money on it.
And I don't make a bunch of money on it, no.
But why do you do it then?
Because I have a grand scheme of turning Air 5 into Air 5 Films, which is a production company.
Okay, so it's not tech. Where's the tech in Air 5?
The tech in Air 5 is in, well, we have our app that we built that we still
use. For filmmakers.
For discovery of films.
Discovery of films,
yeah.
Okay.
So people discover the film on our app or on the Gather platform. And then they go.
What's the Gather?
The Gather platform is the theatrical on demand.
But is that yours?
We are co-distributing with them.
So it's a collab.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And I love collabs.
Yeah, I love collabs.
That's why we collab.
Yeah.
We collab so well.
Do you know what's so funny? I was just thinking that in my head. I was like, we're so collaborative.
And I call it out.
Yeah.
See, like, that's what I want from a podcast guest. Damn it.
What?
Like, I want to reach out and touch, you know? Like, we can so... Come on. That's good enough. That's good enough right there. Like, I love this. Like, you guys, you have so much great shit going on. You've done a lot for the LA community.
Thank you.
I'm so fucking... Oh, by the way.
Yes.
We didn't call out that I got my start. I got my start of fame and fortune. No, just joking. on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Six figures.
You made Jeremy Redman.
Stop it.
That's what you did. That's you did that. So good for you.
It makes me feel so good, though, that We Are LA Tech has been supportive of you. One question that I always ask related to that is, what's one thing that everybody listening now can do to support you and your success?
Buy Business in a Box, number one. I guess number two, support the companies that we push out there. Three, support Esprit and the We Are LA Tech community she's building. She's doing a bunch of awesome shit. I just love to give back, right? Like, if any way, if I can help anyone do anything, I'll give people discounts. I'll do whatever I can. I'll collab with you, whatever we do. Mm. Come to our live events that
I want to talk about your events.
So I thought, what can I do a little different? One, Esprit and We Are LA Tech inspired me to do my podcast.
Aww.
So, because I wanted to do my own podcast. And a little bit of Johnny behind the camera as well. So, okay, Johnny. But mostly Esprit. And I did it in August. And you get like, what, 200-400 downloads a time or whatever. I started doing videos. And then I go, how can I plus this?
Yeah.
Right, like, I want to do events. I want to do some things that are like in person.
Right.
Like, that's why I love it.
Yeah. I'm dying to go to one of yours.
And you got to come on.
It looks so cool.
You gotta
I'm always
on.
Out of town.
I know. You travel so much, though.
But now I'm going to Serbia, and I was going to say I'm not.
Serbia.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's another story another time. But yes, I want to be at one of your events.
Yes. Live events. Yeah. We now run them out of our headquarters in West Hollywood. And
how often?
Every other week.
And what are they called?
Month.
What are they?
They are called the Not Boring Business Live Podcasting Events. Yeah. I changed the name.
I mean, how do we find out about it?
Meetup.
Cool.
Go. It's like got over like 400 people now.
Ah, so cool. And now you have Built in LA as a sponsor. How did that come to be?
My
gosh. Love Built in LA, by the way. They have really, really, really useful articles. They're a media company here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
They're in a lot of the cities around the world. So they have different chapters like Built in Chicago, et cetera. But I love the editorial team for Built in LA. It's just all their articles are super useful to find out what's going on in the LA tech community. Who are the companies to work for? Who's making moves?
Yep.
So how did you get involved in that?
I got involved because I wanted to post a job because I was hiring. And I go, one of these places has to be built in LA that I post a job to.
Yeah.
And they wrote about me, or they, JV or John, one of the writer for Built in LA. He reached out to me last year sometime and was like, hey, when you want to be in one of these listicles?
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, great. So it was like a CEO advice thing.
Right.
And he wrote about me then. And then we stayed in contact ever since.
Yeah.
And I was uploading a job 2 weeks ago to their platform.
Yeah.
Loved their website. And at the bottom of their website, it said, built, what does it say built? It said something like working hard or built in LA is their name. It's not, it didn't say built in it. It's like built in something in Los Angeles, whatever.
Yeah.
And at the bottom of my websites, both of them, all three of them, I have built with heart in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I go, this is a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
This needs to happen. I want like a sponsor or backing or distribution.
Yeah.
And they want a little distribution as well. It just works out. They have a new platform. They've launched a new website. We got to talking and Jackie at Built in LA and we went back and forth. And I love those guys. I had them on the podcast.
That's so cool.
And so like it just happened and they were like, yeah, this works. It's great. And
that's so cool. Congratulations.
And now it's the first like sponsorship.
Who are some of your other sponsors?
We have another sponsor called TechReach. Which is a company, and I did it literally for the name of it.
Yeah.
And it was because tech reach, because Not Boring Business is putting tech in everyone's reach.
Yeah. So this is what we have so far. We have Air 5 that you're helping the indie film makers get seen in when they can't reach 3,000 theaters, you get them in 300 theaters. You're doing Business in a Box where I could build an iPhone app, an Android app, and a website for $5,000 on my own, super simplified. And I have a team supporting me on live chat and with resources, but you make it really easy. It's like the Cliff Notes version of building a mobile app when you don't even need to be technical. And
I love the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah, I do this
Can
for,
I take that?
I do this for a living.
And the Cliff Notes hired.
You have your live podcast series.
Yes.
With Business in a Box. Oh, Business is Not Boring.
Business is not boring, especially when you have me on.
No. But that, isn't it called?
Not Boring Business.
Not Boring Business. Yeah. Yeah. Not Boring Business, which you could find on Meetup. And you do that every other week. And it's live podcast where you interview business people. Who are some of the people you've had at your events?
Dave Meltzer. You know Dave Meltzer?
No,
he was like 2016 one of the best keynote speakers rated by Forbes.
Oh, rad.
He was the real life Jerry Sandusky is what I was going to say. Jerry Maguire.
Oh, wow.
He was the real life Jerry Maguire.
No way.
Yeah. Or him.
That's
or his
amazing.
Boss. Him or his boss.
How'd you even know that guy?
I just reached out to him. I got an article published in Entrepreneur magazine.
Yeah.
That was why I drove 6 hours to San Francisco and back just for a coffee. And he wrote an article, and it was published the same week. That was why I don't meet people for coffee. And I go, we've got to compete on this, like competing levels.
That's amazing.
So he came on the podcast. I reached out to his PR people, and he was like, yeah, great.
Why did you drive 6 hours for a coffee?
Because I valued his time more than I valued mine.
Who was the guy?
He was an investor. Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it, I gotta say. I think he came in on one of the rounds that I was raising.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much have you raised?
Like $100,000? Something like that?
On the Business in a Box or on the Air 5?
On the Air 5 side. So that was just on the Air 5 side.
What's going on?
Yeah. I work 90 hours a week and all I do is
And you're
this
engaged.
Stuff. And engaged. And
how do you make time for your amazing fiance?
Right now I don't.
Oh.
Right now I don't. But I feel really bad about it. So that sucks. And I tell her I feel really bad about it all the time.
And you buy lots of roses.
It counts for something,
yeah.
Right? But I said, hey, let's sacrifice together right now.
Yeah.
For our greater future.
Yeah.
Right? Like she gets it.
Yeah.
So I love her to death. She's my best friend. Yeah. She's my backbone.
Yeah.
But right now is a time that I need to, you know what she's come to terms with?
Yeah.
I'm doing this for her and me mostly. Mostly her.
Yeah.
No, and we actually sat down to dinner one day and she goes, so I've come to terms with we're either going to live in a house on the hills or a box in the street. And I go, oh man, that's some pressure because like I can't work for other people.
Yeah.
So if I don't make my companies happen,
yeah,
we're broke and dead. You can't survive in fucking LA.
Two last questions.
Go.
One, what LA Tech talent or company have you come across lately who has really impressed you?
Service Titan.
Oh, tell me. Where are they based?
Glendale.
Okay.
Yeah, so like LA area, right? I think they're going to be the next unicorn.
What do they do?
They are a contract, like a platform for freelance contractors,
yeah.
Like independent contractors.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what they do, but I know a designer there, Rob and Colin.
Yeah.
And dude, they're expanding like crazy. I think they just raised another $70,000 round or something like that.
Yeah.
It was reported in TechCrunch, I think. And I love the hustle that organization has. Definitely. The business model, I love business models.
Yeah.
I don't love these. We need to get the users and then the revenue comes in. It's just an ad model. Like
yeah.
That's a boring, it's been done.
Yeah.
They actually go after an actual proven business model
yeah.
with these contractors and solving a problem and a problem enough that people will pay for.
Yeah.
So I love that from a business model point of view and they keep growing. And I think they're exciting to watch.
Last question is how can people connect with you?
I am at Not Boring Jeremy at Instagram. I'm pretty much just on Instagram, but
yeah.
Also facebook.com/notboringbusiness and at Not Boring Jeremy on Twitter.
And give us your URLs again.
The URLs are up for my company.
Yeah.
HTTPS, we're secure, colon,
oh
forward
Stop
slash notboringbusiness.com.
Okay.
/ box.
Yeah.
That's the good box one.
Yeah.
And then Air5 is air5.com. AIRFIVE.com.
Rad. And you guys will include everything in the show notes. Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the We Are the Tech podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
You guys remember to connect with more incredible people in the LA Tech community by going to the We Are LA Tech private Slack at wearelatech.com/VIP. That is wearelatech.com/VIP. And say hello on social at We Are LA Tech on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, you can now get your We Are LA Tech tee. You've all been asking for it. Just go to wearelatech.com/shop to be a part of the movement to make Los Angeles the top city in the world for tech. Yes, we are number 3. Let's get it to number 1. wearelatech.com/shop. Represent.